The Chief Inspector of Police of Magui County, Okwera James, says his patrols, working together with the local authorities, arrested some suspects for cutting down trees illegally. His troops work hand in hand with the force of community elder of Owinyi Kibul Boma, Obanyi Michael. Obanyi is the chief of the area and has a group of community vigilantes. Most of them are youths supporting police operations. Obanyi says their recent joint crackdown was fruitful.
All of those smugglers are Ugandan. Some days ago, fortunately, 10 of them were arrested from the border and were detained under our custody. They told us that there are some groups, including soldiers, that always safeguard them when they are cutting timbers. They are in four groups, north and south of the forest.
They made the arrests on Sunday, and 10 suspects are in the Payam cell. The 10 are all Ugandans. None has proper documentations permitting them to use power saw in any part of the forest. The culprits await their trial before a South Sudan court magistrate. With insecurity still at large in the most parts of the country, it is not known when the magistrate will actually appear. Echoing the words of Chief of Police, Obanyi says more illegal activities are still happening. Being at the border area, the forest is shared by both Uganda and South Sudan. Recently, representatives from the two countries signed a deal agreeing to protect the trees from destruction by unauthorized persons. The governor of Torit State, Tobelo Alberio Oromo, has a copy of the deal that was signed.
We have signed the Memorandum of Understanding last year, November 2017, in Kitgum District in northern Uganda, and we have agreed that no one should cut trees at the border. Anyone that cut any tree, if caught, will be taken to court because the agreement is already in place.
The governor believes there is a syndicate operating at South Sudan Uganda border towns of Okilok as well as Elegu. He goes ahead to say that the syndicate is made up of people on both sides of the border.